这一阵子好，我今天定的题目是生命之路。
Brothers and sisters, I have this message here today, the way of life.
其实这个题目是伯弟兄信息之前我就这样子定了。
I have this the title, the topic, I'm already there prior to Brother Bo sharing with us.
对，但是我想我们感谢主，因为主在这一段时间借着我们弟兄们提醒。我们要注重生命这件事情。
But we thank the Lord that through our brother, our Lord has been reminding us that we have to emphasize on this matter of the way of life.
所以在主我们的神圣灵的带领底下，我们其实我们的弟兄伯弟兄他又继续的往这个方向跟我们有交通。
That by the leading of the Holy Spirit, Brother Bo also continued to share in this direction.
我今天交通的其实是很基本。
What I'm going to share today is very basic.
但是基本的其实换一个方式讲，它是一个根基的事情。
Basics, in another words, it's a foundation.
如果弟兄姊妹曾经跟我在一起查经。
Brothers and sisters, if you have had the Bible study with me,
特别是在如果你们初信的时候跟我在一起的话
，especially when you first came to Christ,
可能我今天讲的很多的内容，你们以前是听过的。
Maybe what I'm going to share today, you have already heard in the past.
也就是说，在一个弟兄姊妹初信的时候
，so when you first received the Lord,
我其实心里面大部分在强调的是生命的这件事情。
What I've emphasized is on this matter of life.
但是强调归强调，但是有没有果效，这个不太确定。
Though I emphasize it, I don't know if it has bore fruit.
我想我们今天一同的再来复习，再来强调这件事。
But I want to have a review and to emphasize again on this matter.
虽然很多地方是一种复习。
Even though in many areas it's a review,
但这个根基我们不能够把它忘记。
But we cannot forget this foundation.
我们在任何所有我们一生追求的过程里面，这个根基不能够失去的。
In the pursuit in our entire life, we cannot lose this foundation.
我们要一直抓住、持定，要坚持住，要这个根基不能够失去。
We have to hold fast to this foundation to not lose it.
然后我今天的信息是比较着重在。大的方向上面的认识。
And today my message is to emphasize on that the knowledge of this in a big picture.
所以有一些的细节我可能不会解释的太详细。
So I may not be explaining a lot of the details.
但是我想我整体的目的就是希望我们彼此的勉励，一同走这条生命的路。
But overall, I want to encourage one another that we can journey on this way of life together.
然后我们一同彼此勉励来追求生命的成长与生命的成熟。
That we come together, we pursue to have this life, the spiritual life growth and also maturity.
我们先来读两处的圣经。
We'll read two passages in the Bible.
约翰福音的第十章第十节。
John.Chapter 10, verse 10.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John 10:10.
我想我们伯弟兄上礼拜也用了。
Our brother Paul also share with us this.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
然后再请翻到约翰福音的第十四章。
And also in John chapter 14.
约翰福音的第十四章的第五跟第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me.
主耶稣说他来了有一个目的。
The Lord Jesus said that when he come, he has a purpose.
他来地上的这个目的呢，不是他整个来到地上舍命的一个目的呢，是叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
When he come to this earth, or we say that he come to this earth to sacrifice himself, is to give men life, to have men gain it more abundantly.
弟兄姊妹，再仔细想一想。
Brothers and sisters, think carefully.
主耶稣他那句话的感觉是说。我整件事情我来到地上 我来到地上的整件事情
This whole matter of me coming to this earth
付了很大的代价
I pay a great sacrifice
在地上行走了33年
I walk on this earth 33 years
然后受尽了许多的误会也受尽了许多的羞辱
And I bore a lot of misunderstandings and all the shame
然后最后呢付上了他的生命的代价
And at the very end, the cost was his life
这些全部他所有的事情他来到这个地上 所发生的这些事情
All the things that happened when he came to the earth
他心中有一个专一的目的
There is just one single purpose
就是费了这么大的代价跟苦心呢是为了叫人能够得生命
And all the price that he paid was to have men have life
然后不仅得生命而且要能够得的更丰盛
Not only that man will have life but have it more abundantly
对这个是我们主耶稣来到地上的他心中一个重要就是一个其实就是他的目的
This is his purpose
那现在我们就要问了一个问题
Then we have to ask a question
如果这是主来并且拯救我们的目的
If this is the reason that the Lord has come and to, that saving us
那现在我们信主了得着这个救恩
And today we have been saved and we have the salvation
我们是否知道这是我们得救的目的
Do we know that this is the purpose for our salvation
然后我们是否有往这个目的往前行走
Are we walking toward this purpose
我深深的有一个感觉哈，属灵的事情就是神的事情有的时候很难去抓得很清楚。
I feel that spiritual matters of God, is very difficult to grasp, fully.
所以当伯弟兄讲到说他今天就是他那天要讲一个他觉得很难讲的题目。
When Brother Bo shared that he was going to share something that was difficult.
然后我就在想说，哇，什么东西，什么题目这么高深，这么困难，我们营长弟兄觉得很难讲。
And I was thinking, what is so deep, what is so hard, that our brother is saying it's difficult to share.
当他说那个生命的时候呢，我一方面有点惊讶，一方面又不惊讶。
And when he mentioned life, I was kind of surprised, but I wasn't surprised too.
Okay. 有点惊讶的意思是说，这个题目对他来讲。应该是很平常很基本的吧
I was surprised because this is very to our brother boy, this is very basic
不惊讶的原因 是我深深知道一些我们耳熟能详的名词其实你真的仔细去想的话你会发现你也不是那么明白
But not being surprised is because some things that seem so easy to us or we heard it many times when you really think carefully it's not easy at all
真的是如此我在可能信主 几年之后我常常在想一个问题
It is indeed this way because after a few years when I came to the Lord and I have been thinking about this question
我会问自己说到底什么是丰盛的生命
What is abundant life?
对，有好几年我时不时的就在想这个问题
For quite some years I've been thinking about this
比如说丰盛的生命到底是什么意思呢它到底是怎么样的一个表现叫做丰盛呢
What does it mean? What does it express this abundant life?
然后一个有丰盛生命的人他是什么样的一个样子呢
What does the one who has this abundant life, what is the person like?
我有没有碰过这种人啊
Have I met such one?
然后我也会问说我身上有没有这种丰盛的生命呢
I would also ask, do I have this abundance in me?
那我到底有多少的精力 有经历过这个丰盛的生命是在我的身上呢？
How much experience have I experienced that, you know, that I experienced this abundant life in me?
对，老实说我越想其实我自己也觉得不太懂。
Honestly, I feel like I do not understand.
所以弟兄姊妹，我刚问这些问题哈，并不是叫我们丧气哈。
Brothers and sisters, when I ask these questions, it doesn't mean to make us feel discouraged.
因为我们一同的在，因为这是主耶稣的应许跟目的，对不对？
Because this is the promise and purpose of our Lord Jesus.
然后我们就是在这个神的一个丰富的这个预备中，我们在那里去寻求。在那里希望能够更多的得着他。
Because we are seeking this abundance that the Lord has prepared for us.
所以当我这样子去想的时候呢，是给我一个激励。
And when I ponder on this, it actually encourages me.
就是我们可能平常祷告的时候就会祷告说，主啊，谢谢你，你叫我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
When we pray, we say, you know, Lord, we thank you because you want us to have life and life more abundant.
那我这样子问自己的目的是告诉我说，其实我不见得懂得这句话。
When I ask myself, because I not really understand this word.
也就是说，我在这件事情上面，我有很多的不够不足。
That it's incomplete.
所以我愿意在主面前继续的能够往前，希望有个积极的意愿呢。我希望能够得着更多经历这个丰盛的生命。
That I actively want to experience this abundant life.
的的确确有的时候你碰到一个年长弟兄或姊妹。
Truly, when you meet an elderly brother or sister.
对，你跟他表面上你看起来这个就是普通人嘛。
And when you, and on the surface, you know, it's a very normal person. Ordinary person.
对的，但是你去好好跟他有点交通的时候就觉得不是很普通。
But when you have sharing with such one, it, you know, it's not, you know, the person is not ordinary.
啊，你就发现说，哎，这个弟兄怎么或姊妹怎么对神的这个方面认识有这么多这么深刻啊？
How come this brother or sister has such a deep knowing of the Lord in this matter?
然后问他问题一，问题一号问题，再问问题二号问题三号。
I'll ask questions 1, 2, 3.
哎，奇怪，他怎么每个问题他都经历过呢？
How come the person have experienced all the questions?
而且不仅经历过，而且他走过，能够好像过了这些的问题。
Not only experienced, but as the person has already walked, been through it.
有些弟兄姊妹，我们真的看不出来，因为主常常在听他的祷告。
And some brothers and sisters, we cannot see on the surface that the Lord has answered their prayers very often.
所以至少我知道一个有丰盛生命的人，他看起来还是很正常的。
At least I know one who has abundant life, when you look at the person, is very ordinary.
但是在我们弟兄姊妹的身上，总是或多或少，我们看到主那个丰盛生命的某一些方面的表现。
But you can see the expression of the abundant life in our brothers and sisters.
所以既然主耶稣应许我们要能够得这个丰盛生命，
The Lord has promises to have this abundant life.
他就绝对不会把那个丰盛的生命把它藏起来，弄得很远很远，你根本达不到。
He will surely not hide it very far that you cannot reach it.
所以希望说我们在甚至我们在刚刚出信的时候，但愿我们都能够摸到一点点，经历一点点这个丰盛的生命。
Even when we are very young in the Lord, that we can touch and experience this abundant life.
然后在这个丰盛生命，你发现在主耶稣这句话里面，它的一个意思呢，这是一个过程。
And you see that what the Lord is speaking, you know, this whole thing is a process.
也就是说，他说你要得生命，你先得生命。
He said to have life, so first have life.
然后后面是得的更丰盛。
And after that, have it more abundantly.
你会发现这是一个过程。
You can see that this is the process.
那换一句话说，这是一条生命之路。
And in other words, this is a way of life.
刚开头得了生命。
In the beginning, you have life.
然后在你越来越经历这个生命的时候呢，你发现越来越明白他的丰盛。
And as you experience more of this life, you see that it is abundant.
所以当那个主耶稣 有一次在就我刚念的那段好，主耶稣讲说他要去预备地方。
When we read that the Lord is going to prepare a place.
然后门徒们就包含多马就有点搞不清楚他是什么意思。
And the disciples, including Thomas, they don't know what he's talking about.
啊，多马就说好，主啊，主啊，我不晓得你去哪里。
Lord, I don't know where you're going.
那我既然不知道你去哪里，那我怎么知道这条路路在哪里呢
？If I don't know where you're going, then how can I know the way? Where is the way?
对他。一方面他不晓得那个目的地，一方面也不晓得那条路怎么达到那个目的地。
And one is he doesn't know the destination, and the other one is he doesn't know the way to that place.
然后主耶稣就回答了一个启示他自己的一句话。
And the Lord revealed himself as he answered Thomas.
他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
啊。弟兄姊妹，这句话我也在想好几年，我直到今天都还在想。
I've thought about this word many years, and even today I'm still thinking of it.
通常主耶稣在讲他自己的时候是很单一的。
When our Lord Jesus speaks of himself, it's very single.
对，比如说神就是爱。
And God is love.
然后神就是光。
God is light.
啊，所以。然后他的话是灵啊，这两个是灵是生命。
That his word is spirit and life.
所以有时候他讲到他自己是一个单一的一个启示。
When he speaks of himself, it's very single revelation.
那这一次他在回答这个多马的问题的时候，他把道路、真理、生命这三个方面全部放在一起来讲。
But this time when he answered Thomas, he said both all three together: the way, the truth, and the life.
然后我就。有时候也是有点 puzzle 就用这个词啊，有点在思想，主耶稣为什么要把三个道路、真理、生命放在一起来讲呢
？Sometimes I'm puzzled that why does the Lord Jesus, put all three together, the way, the truth, and the life？
也许我一点不是很，我也不敢确定是不是很成熟的一个领会。
I do not know if this is a understanding, a matured understanding。
当神在定他的计划的时候呢，他定好了一个目的，就像一个道路。
When God is setting His plan, He has a purpose, He has a way.
然后当他看这个目的的时候呢，他一直看见这个整个目的里面那个 reality 那个真实。
When He sees this purpose, He sees the reality in the purpose.
对，这就是真理所代表的，是真实的东西。
And this is what truth represents.
然后他看见真实在往里面看的时候呢，他看见这整个墓地里面是充满了生命。
So when this truth he sees is all full of life.
然后当我们去走这条路的时候
，And as we walk on this way,
神的做法好像是这样子。
God's way of doing is seem to be like this.
他先叫我们得着属天的生命。
First, he let us have this heavenly life.
然后在这个生命里面，你发现你越来越摸到属灵的真实，那个实际。
That in this life, more and more you touch that reality.
然后在这个真实的里面呢，你发现你有一个目的，能够完成这个目的的。
That in reality, that you can have this purpose, you can fulfill this purpose.
不管如何哈，我们可以从主耶稣这个回答里面，表明了这条路里面是带着生命的。
No matter what, we can see from how the Lord Jesus responded is that this way is filled with life.
也就是说，我今天想要表达的一条生命之路。
Is what I wanted to say, the way of life.
我们在看那个创世纪第三章。
Genesis 3.
创世纪第三章的24节。
Verse 24.
对，创世纪第三章二十四节。
Genesis 3:24.
于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
So he drove out the men, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
在人犯罪之后呢？
After man's sin,
这个通往生命树的那条路呢就被封住了。
The way to the tree of life is guarded, it's shut out.
我在这边在想一个事情啊。
I'm pondering on this.
对，没有错啊，这个整个伊甸园应该是代表神的同在，跟神同在的那个欢那个喜乐。
That Garden of Eden represents God's presence and the joy that comes with the Lord's presence.
对，但是当人堕落犯罪之后
，When man fell and sinned.
啊，神人就被赶出这个神同在的范围之外了。
Man has been driven out of God's presence.
啊，但是除了神表达说你这个整个伊甸园这个范围呢，你跟他没份了，你在这个范围之外。
Not only God said that you know you're away from this this kind of this perimeter this boundary like this Garden of Eden.
然后神在这边特别强调，圣经在这边特别强调说有一条路呢，一条路，那个是往生命树的路，那条路被切断了。
But God also emphasized that this way, that's the way to that tree of life. It's been guarded too. It's shut.
对，也就是说，当神造人的时候呢，他是预备了一条生命树的路。
It means that when God created man, He has prepared for us this way of life.
那只要人借着这个生命树的果子呢，他能够得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
That by the fruit of the tree of life, he can have life and life more abundant.
但是现在很可惜的，这个人呢，这那个往这个生命走这条生命树生命的路呢，这条路已经没了。
But it's a pity that at that point that man the way to the tree of life, the way to life has been cut off.
啊，这是一个蛮怎么讲？对人来讲，对神来讲，都是一个很忧伤的事情。
To God and also to man, it's a very sorrowful matter.
好像没有路可以走了。
And there is no way.
但是我们看神怎么去恢复它。
We let us see how the Lord restored us.
我们翻到诗篇的第十六篇的十一节。
To Psalm 16 verse 11。
诗篇的十六篇第十一节。
16:11。
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
这首诗十六篇是大卫的经诗，就大卫写的诗。
It's David's psalm.
所以这是大卫提到说，哎，神啊，你必定将生命的道路指示我。
And David brought it up and said, "You will show me the path of life."
另外，好，这一句话在新约的时候。再次被提出来了。
And again, in the New Testament, it was being brought up.
我们翻到《使徒行传》的第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章，我要念几节哈，《使徒行传》第二章的二十三跟二十四节。
23:24。
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it.
对，我刚刚讲的，就刚念的这一段是讲到主耶稣按着预定他十字架上死了，但是他复活了，不能够被死拘禁。
It was being predetermined that the Lord himself would be crucified, and but death cannot hold him.
这是彼得在传福音哈，他接着在二十八节，他这样说。
Peter was preaching the gospel, and again on 28.
他说：“你已将生命的道路指示我。”必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
You have made me known, you have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence.
我们就觉得，其实我们觉得还挺稀奇的，因为大卫是一个旧约的人物。
We are amazed because David is one of Old Testament.
他那个行走的年代其实是远远早于主耶稣来到地上的年份。
It's way back before the Lord Jesus come to earth.
但你会发现在旧约的时代里面， 人是可以走这条生命的路的。
But yet, in the Old Testament, man can walk on this path of life.
也就是说，对大卫来讲，虽然他没有亲眼见过主耶稣，也不晓得，也不是很清楚钉十字架的事情。
So to David, even though he had not seen the Lord in person and has not seen the Lord crucified on the cross.
但是在他心里面有一个启示，他认识到。他知道怎么一个人需要怎么样才能够得救。
But in him, there was revelation of how a man can be saved.
然后他知道说怎么样跟神亲近，怎么样跟神有交通。
He knows how to draw nigh to God and to have fellowship with God.
那他就成为一个神合神心意的人。
So he became a man after God's own heart.
他其实啊，他已经。实际的走在这条生命的路上。
And David has in reality walked on this path of life.
所以我们感谢主，在亚当夏娃的那个时候呢，那条生命树的道路已经被封住了。
We thank the Lord, even though Adam and Eve at that time, the way to the life has been already cut out.
后来他这条路被重新打开了。
Has been cut up, and but then after that, it's reopened.
那一些认识神的人，包含大卫在内，就可以进入这个走这条生命的路了。
And those who know the Lord, including David, can come and walk on this way of life.
然后另外一方面，我们刚刚读到，当彼得在传福音的时候，这个是教会第一次传福音。
And we read when Peter was preaching the gospel, that's the first time the church preaching the gospel.
他在告诉人的时候呢，他的确他告诉人。主耶稣死了，但是复活了。
He told man that indeed the Lord Jesus has died, but he has rose again.
那跟你有什么关系呢
？What does it have to do with you？
它里面提到一件事情，就是这条生命的路已经开始指示给人了。
He mentioned that this way of life has been, shown to man.
所以这是第一次传福音。
This is the first gospel meeting.
告诉人说这条生命的路，神已经向你指示出来了。
Telling man that God has already pointed out to you this way of life.
对，过去人是活在一个死亡的阴影和痛苦底下。
That before man was living in this agony, in this shadow of death.
哎，你会发现圣经提到这条生命的路的时候呢，它都是提到欢喜快乐。
When you see that when the Bible points to this way of life, it says it talks about fullness.
他讲到快乐，他讲到满足的快乐。
It speaks about fullness of joy.
所以也就是说，这条生命之路是带领人能够进入到那个满足的喜乐里。
That means that this way of life can bring man to that fullness of joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该要怎么讲？感谢主，也爱慕，要我们能够。走这条生命之路。
Brothers and sisters, we are to thank the Lord and to have the love to walk on this way of life.
对，过去两三周的时间啊，我在工作上面发生一个事情。
In the past few weeks, I have experienced something at my work.
对，我们本来有一个旧的程序。
We have a
old program.
Oh, old program.
对，然后现在我们要重新写嘛，把它用新的方式去重写。
We have to rewrite the program.
组里面花了很多的力气，要全部把它重写上。
A lot of effort from the group to rewrite this program.
然后当有一些功能已经完成了，那我就不经意的在那边。随便测试测试。
And so some of the functions that's already been done, and so I was just testing.
那我测试测试的时候，我想说，哎呀，这个听说这个新的这个东西呢，应该速度很快，应该比旧的更棒。
As I was testing, I've heard that this new program is faster than the old one. It will be very good.
啊，那我结果测试的时候，怎么发现这个新的东西比旧的？东西还慢呢。
But as I do the test, this new program is slower than the old one.
对，我们花了这么大力气，怎么越写越差
？All the effort that has been poured out, it's getting worse.
然后就跟同事报告了，说我这个发现这样子。
So I share with my colleagues what I've experienced.
然后花了几天的时间，我搞不清楚到底怎么一回事。
I couldn't figure out why even after a few days.
然后我另外一个同事接手。花了一个礼拜也搞不清楚。
And another coworker, continued what I did, and then after a week, nothing too.
然后我再接手，再去花一个礼拜再去看。
So I took it back, and then, you know, continue to work on another week and do nothing.
然后我告诉同事说，我现在找到几个方式，几条路啊，我要去试，去检查。
And I told my coworker, you know, a few ways, you know, I want to test them out.
然后，哎，我就这个方式不行，这条路也不通，那条路也不行。
Can't do it this way or that or another, just not possible.
那搞到后来，我都想说，这个到底怎么一回事？这个没有此路不通啊，每一条路都不通的。
And all led to nothing.
但最后感谢主啊，这个还是让我找到一点蛛丝马迹，最后把它知道原因了。
My thank the Lord that at the very end he showed me that I can find something that can solve this.
哦，我终于找到一条路是通的。
I finally found a way, you know, that is passable.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在人生的道路上面，你会好像在感觉在走一条路。
Brothers and sisters, in our lives, we will see that we are walking this way.
我们会碰到很多的挑战跟问题。
We'll meet many challenges and many problems.
有时候你会觉得这条路不通，那条路好像也不太顺。
And you can't get through this, and that one is not that smooth.
然后，就算是对我们整个人生
，even our whole lives.
整个人生如果没有神的话。你是去走什么路呢
？If God is not there, what way are you taking?
其实严格来讲，可能这个路也不通，那个路也不通。其实严格来讲，最后就是坟墓。
Strictly speaking, at the very end, it's the grave.
所以哈，今天我们能够知道说，神为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
But today we know that the Lord has opened up this new and living way for us.
我们历史历代这个几千年来，各样的学者、哲学家、道德家。试着好多不同的宗教家试着好多不同的路。
Throughout generations, the philosophers, those religious, you know, and they have been trying their ways to find a way.
对，你可以到深山去修行。
You can go into the mountains.
对，你可以天天读一篇心灵鸡汤。
You can read the passage in the like the story in the chicken soup.
你可以去试各样的那个。心理咨询
and you can also look up like you know things about psychology.
对，你可以试各式各样的方法，让你家庭快乐。
You can try different ways for your families to be happy.
这个我们整个世人在几千年来寻找了好多各式各样的路，希望能够走得通啊。
So for these thousands of years, you know, man has tried, you know, to find a way to go.
对啊，弟兄姊妹，现在神预备了一条生命之路。
But brothers and sisters, here the Lord has prepared for us.This way of life.
对，这条路是一定是通的路。
This way, you know, it can go through.
这条路一定是充满了满足的快乐的路。
And this way is definitely filled with fullness of joy.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天信了主，如果我们不走生命之路，你要走什么路呢
？Brothers and sisters, we have believed in the Lord. If you're not going to walk on this way of life, what way are you walking on?
有一个事情我们会。有时候也会，我们会问啊，就是怎么知道我在走路
？And sometimes we ask this question, how do I know I'm walking?
在人生的道路上面，我们可以体会到，就有一些指标，我们可以觉得是在走路。
On this way, this life journey, you know, there are some signposts that we know that we are walking.
比如说你的年龄
，Your age，
就是说你原来是。这个青春的二十岁走到后来变成五十岁，那你就知道你在走人生的路了。
And then, you know, if you're 20, you're youthful, and then by the time you reach 50, you know you're walking on this way.
有些都是升学。
And sometimes it's, you know, you're going to
就学业，
your studies.
对，就你原来是小学，现在变中学，现在变大学生，你知道你在走人生的路。
In elementary school, in middle school, and high school, you know you're walking on this life journey.
对，或是你的产业跟存款。
Or your inheritance, what your balance in the bank.
对，本来来美国就是好像带两个皮箱嘛。
And you came to the States with two suitcases.
现在你开始有了车子。
And now you have your car.
有了房子。
You have your house.
有了妻子。
You have your wife.
有了儿子。
You have your son.
所以就发现你在走人生的路。
You are walking on this life journey.
就如我刚才讲哈， 我们不管怎么走，最后的结局都是进坟墓。
And just like what I have mentioned earlier, no matter how you walk, the grave is all end.
对，这是我们整个人生的路，不管怎么走，最后的结局是已经固定了。
It's set already for our life's journey.
那下一个问题就是说，我现在信主了，我是基督徒。
And the next question is, I believe in the Lord, I'm a Christian.
我怎么知道我是在走基督徒的路呢？
How do I know I'm walking on the way of a Christian?
上次伯弟兄讲到一个词叫什么 ？Outward form， 就是外面的样式。
Our brother Bo had shared with us about this outward form.
你发现有些基督徒可以感觉他觉得要用一种外面的一个样子来衡量他有没有在走基督徒的路。
Some Christians will use the outward form to like kind of measure if they're walking on this way of life.
但是年龄也是一个最自然的，就是你信主一年跟信主十年，就你好像有年龄有不同。
And age is the same, you know. Maybe you believe in the Lord for 1 year or a few years is different. Or 10 years is different.
老基督徒了嘛
？You become an old Christian.
或是说，有的人用读圣经几次做一种衡量。
Or some may use, you know, how many times you've read through the Bible.
我读了一次，跟我读了五次来比较，哎，我真的有在走路，因为多读了好几次了。
I read it once, but now I read it 5 times. You know, yeah, you know, I'm walking.
有的人可能用金钱奉献的数量来衡量，这有点。
And some may use the, you know, how much they in offering.
对，以前可能我奉献10块、20块。
Maybe the past 10 or 20.
那现在奉献了。500, 1000块。
And now maybe 500, 1000.
这个就好像可以看得见的一种衡量的数字。
It's as if this is like something that they see, you know, can be measured.
或是我参加聚会参加过多少次，我的聚会的出席率。
How many times I come to the meetings, my meeting attendance.
或是我带人信主了几位，那这个可能可以衡量，因为它会一直增加。
Or how many people I brought to Christ, and that will increase.
或是有的人在服事查经的话，他会想说，哦，我来这边服事这个聚会，到底来多少人呢？人有没有增加呢
？And sometimes they men serve in Bible study. Oh, you know, for so many years, how many people has there been any increase in people?
弟兄姊妹，这些外面的指标可以做参考，但是你会发现不一定很准确。
You can indeed look at the outward form these measurements, but they're not accurate.
对，你想一个信主15年的人，你确定他一定生命比刚刚信主2年人一定很成熟吗
？Can you be sure that this person who has believed in the Lord for 15 years is more mature than one that's only 2 years?
所以我们几乎可以肯定，有些信主20年的弟兄或姊妹可能。还就是有时候也很古怪，就是不是很成熟。
We can also say, you know, some who have believed in for 20 years already is still not very mature.
所以我想我今天愿意用一个方式呢来讲到生命，这我上次提过，生命之路的指路碑。
I want to mention this signpost in this way of life.
我上次提到一个圣经，我们再来读一下耶利米书31章
Jeremiah 31
耶利米书31章的第21节
Verse 21
耶利米书31章21节以色列民啊，你当为自己设立指路碑，竖起引路柱，你要留心向大路，就是你所去的原路，你当回转到你这些诚意。
Set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps, set thy heart toward a highway, even the way which thou went. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities.
我这边就是用这个图画，就是在神的百姓行走的路上呢，会有指路碑的。
That the people of God who's walking, you know, on the way, there is those signposts.The waymarks.
当然这边他讲到两个指路碑引路柱，我就用指路碑做代表。
I'll use the signpost as the to represent it.
我们在读约翰福音的第二十章。
John 20。
约翰福音的第二十章三十跟三十一节。
Verse 30 and 31。
约翰福音第二十章三十三十一节，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
当约翰在约翰福音的结尾的时候呢，他写了这个 一个总结的话。
And when John writing the gospel, he has this conclusion.
他的意思是说，主耶稣在地上行走呢，做了很多的事情，也行了很多的神迹。
That the Lord did many things, many signs.
他这个篇幅有限，他没有办法所有的事情都写下来。
But it's very limited of what he can write in this book.
但是呢，他的意思是说，他之前所写的这些事情呢，有一个主要的目的。
But he wants to tell us that there is a purpose of what he has written down.
或是说，约翰福音里面记载的事情，包含特别是神迹，他有一个目的。
That when John recorded, in the Gospel according to John, all these miracles, they have a purpose.
一方面呢是能够信耶稣是神的儿子，另外一方面是得生命。
On one hand is to believe Jesus is the Son of God, and on the other hand that we can have life.
意思是约翰写了这件事情、那件事情、这个神迹、那个神迹呢，他心中在想的一个事情是叫人得生命。
That when John writes this and that, or this miracle and that miracle, what he has in his heart is for man to have life.
所以以前如果弟兄姊妹我们一起在初信组待过的时候
That when brothers and sisters we are together in the young believers group
对我常常用这个方式来讲到生命
Oftentimes I use this to talk about life
比如说主耶稣行了一个神迹第一个神迹是水变酒的神迹
That when the Lord has designed a miracle that from water into wine
我就告诉弟兄姊妹说这个神迹里面有一个意义是表明我们生命的一个特性
That this miracle it shows, it has to represent the nature of our life
这个特性就是这个生命是一个改变的生命
That this life, is a life that changes
所以这个等一下我会再多讲一点点
I will speak later
然后有一个大臣他的儿子快死了
And another person, the son is about to die.
他请主耶稣来医治他的儿子。
He wants the Lord Jesus to come and heal the son.
主耶稣隔着很远的距离就行了一个神迹，他儿子就医好了。
And from very far away, the Lord has already did a miracle and the son was healed.
这个神迹可以说是一个信靠的生命。
And this miracle points to a life of trust.
也就是说当我们信主之后我们得到一个主的生命新的生命
When we believe in the Lord Jesus we have this life of the Lord in us
这生命有一个特点
This life has this characteristic
然后这生命有一个倾向
It has this meaning
它会让我们想要信靠主
It causes us to want to trust in the Lord
然后有后来主耶稣医了好了一个病了38年的病人
And the Lord later on healed someone who has been ill for 38 years
我们可以说这个神迹是表明这个生命是一个行走有力的生命
We can say that this miracle it represents that this life is one that walks with strength
对过去感觉我的人生是一个好像老牛拖车就走的这个没什么力量
That in the past our life is so drag, it's like it's a drag, it's very weak.
现在信主了，我慢慢觉得，哎，人生那个里面有一种行走有力的生命。
But after we believe in the Lord, you know, in our life's journey, we feel that we have the strength to walk.
然后主耶稣给至少五千人。用五饼二鱼喂饱他们。
When the Lord fed the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves,
我们会讲到说，至少它里面讲的一个意义是一个饱足的生命。
That this miracle shows this life is filled.
你发现你去碰这个生命，你就觉得心中有一种满足或是饱的感觉。
That when you touch this life, you are being filled.
耶稣曾经在海面上行走。
And the Lord Jesus has walked on the sea.
我称他叫做，或是我前面弟兄称他叫做。超越的生命，或是超越环境之上的生命。
And brothers before us have shared that this is a life that is overcoming.
对，有的以前没信主的时候，或是说有些时候，我觉得这个事情叫我里面感觉很难受。
It's a life that is surpassing all the circumstances. That maybe before, like we come to the Lord.We feel like this thing is hard, it causes us distress.
对，我觉得里面让我很纠结，我过不去，就是这个事情就很bother我。
You know, this matter bothers us, and it's hard to overcome.
然后有些时候，我就是不能够原谅某某人。
And sometimes, we cannot forgive another.
哎，但是这个超越的生命，这个生命在我们里面，我开始尝到一个味道是，哎，好奇妙。我可以原谅他了。
But this surpassing, this overcoming life, it's amazing how come I can forgive this person.
那好奇妙，这个事情过去我会很受刺激，怎么这一次一点刺激都没有感觉呢？
And amazingly, this matter, I used to be provoked by it, but no longer.
然后主耶稣医好了一个生来瞎眼的那个瞎子。
And when the Lord healed the blind.
这个表明这个生命是一个明亮的生命。
It shows that this life is of light.
然后拉撒路死而复活。
And when Lazarus was resurrected from death.
这个生命是胜过死亡的一个复活的生命。
This life surpassed, overcome death is a resurrected life.
对，有的时候我们觉得啊，这个今天这个心情低落，就跟。死亡黑暗差不多了。
And sometimes we feel today we're really feeling down, it's just like feeling death.
但那个生命里面有个特点哈，它就是让你冲过死亡，里面就活泼起来，感觉有生命的活力啊。
But that life, it overcomes death, that you feel that liveliness in you.
然后最后有一个，后来那个最后面最后一章，它。彼得捕了，他们捕了153条鱼。
When Peter they caught the 153 fish.
这是一个爱的生命。
That is the life of love.
我今天就是我刚刚讲，我没有办法在每个事情的细节上做太多的解释。
Again, like what I said in the beginning, I cannot go into details of all the things.
但我希望弟兄姊妹有一个有一个领会，就是如果你是在走生命的路。
My one brothers and sisters, that you will understand that if you're walking on this way of life,
它的衡量的标准，并不是外面你所看见的现象。
That measurement is not what you see on the outside.
但是它，你又可以去感受到你有没有在走这条生命的路。
But yet you can feel if you are walking on this way of life.
因为神借着约翰呢，摆了一些指路碑给我们看。
Because the Lord through John has put this signpost before us.
也就是说，在你信耶稣直到今天这个整个过程里面，你有没有去看到这些的指路碑，或者经历过这些指路碑
？That since you have believed in the Lord, have you seen these signposts and have you experienced them?
如果你常常你感觉你在碰到这些指路碑的话。就表示说你在走生命的路。
If you are often experiencing and touching these signposts, then yes, indeed, you are walking on this way of life.
如果你很少感觉在碰到这些指路碑的话，就算你一直来聚会，可能也没有在走生命的路。
But if you rarely touch the signposts, that even though you are coming to all the meetings, then it shows that you are not walking on this way of life.
而下面的时间我就是比较简略的选几个指路碑我们来一同的来思想一下。
And I want to share some of the signposts and we can ponder it together.
因为耶稣行的第一个神迹就是约翰福音第二章有一个水变酒的神迹。
When the Lord have the first sign was water into wine.
这个表明说信主的人呢 他生命有一个改变。
It shows to us that the person believing in the Lord, that the life has been changed.
而且呢，它是一个本质或是性质的改变，它不是一个外面的样子的改变。
It's not changed on the outward form, but the very nature has been changed.
对，如果弟兄姊妹学过化学的话，那个水是 H2O， 对不对？
And if you know chemistry, water is H2O.
那酒是C 什么什么，就是那个碳，里面有碳。
And wine is C something. It's because of the carbon.
对，所以你从 H2O 变成有 C 的东西的话，它是一个整个性质都不一样的改变。
From H2O to something that starts with C, you know, it's the whole nature of it has been changed.
我其实我今天讲的这些也都是从年长弟兄们那里来领会的。
And what I'm sharing today is what I received also from our elderly brothers.
我记得很清楚，那个孙弟兄，西雅图的孙弟兄，他第一次来到我们的夏令会。
And I remember when brother Sun from Seattle came to our retreat the first time he came.
Summer retreat.
It was a summer retreat.
对，他之前有过 winter 来过，但那是第一次的 summer retreat 来的。
He has been to winter, came to see us in winter, but that was the first summer retreat that he was with us.
好，弟兄们就叫我操练带诗歌。
And brothers want me to have practice, you know, exercise and to lead the song.
所以那次夏令会的第一堂聚会是我带诗歌。
And that retreat, you know, for the first session, I was the one leading the hymn sing.
我其实我也不晓得孙弟兄要讲什么内容啊，我完全我搞不清不知道。
I do not know what our brother was going to speak at that time.
但是在我选诗歌的时候呢，我选了一首诗歌。
But when I was choosing hymns, there was one that I picked.
圣徒诗歌205首。自耶稣来住在我心。
In Hymnary 205, since Jesus came into my heart.
就是反正我生命也不是很深啊，就是选一个感觉很喜乐的诗歌。
My life wasn't that deep yet. So I chose a very joyful song.
然后第一句话，那首诗歌第一句话，他说我生命。有205首，他第一句话他说，我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
That it says here on the first stanza, so what a wonderful change in my life.
对，然后自耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
我再重复一次，就自耶稣来住在我心，然后我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart.
对，我想那整首诗歌就讲到对，我能够脱离罪啦，我能够在主里面有喜乐啦。
It's the whole hymn speaks about how we have been freed from sin and how we can have joy in our Lord.
对，然后当我听弟兄的信息的时候
，And when I was listening to our brother's message,
他讲到说，约翰福音里面的神迹是一个生命的特性。
When he spoke about the miracles, the signs in Gospel according to John, it's that nature of that life, oh, the characteristics of that life.
所以他那堂信息就从第一个神迹开始讲起。
He started with that first sign.
他第一个讲的就是水变酒的神迹，就讲到我们基督徒生命的改变。
That wine, that water into wine, that change and the of life in Christians.
哇，我听的时候心中感觉很有点激动。
I was very excited, you know, when I heard the message.
我说我写的诗歌怎么跟我们弟兄要讲的信息的这个方向基本上是一致的。
How come my what I picked the hymn that I picked is in the same direction as our brothers sharing?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个事情。应该不是很高深的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something that's like very deep.
对，以前可能我们读圣经有点无聊，但是现在读圣经感觉有味道。
In the past, you know, when we read the Bible, you know, it's like we don't feel good about it, but now, you know, it's great, it's enjoying.
以前聚会你来聚会可能想睡觉，我是从来没有想睡，想睡觉，假设啦，想睡觉。
In the past, maybe you know, when you come to meetings, you feel like sleeping.
啊，现在你来聚会，感觉心中有蛮兴奋的。
But now, you know, you're excited coming to the meetings.
对，以前对朋友对人。没有任何的 感情或是太大的负担，就像我这种人。
In the past, you know, maybe you don't feel any burden for friends or for brothers and sisters.
对，有些人听我讲过，反正我初中毕业之后就没有再跟初中同学联络。
Maybe just like me, you know, when after I graduated from middle school, I you know stopped all contacts with.
对，高中毕业就不跟高中同学联络，大学毕业就不跟大学同学联络。And 我就是这种人。
And the same, you know, for high school and college. After I leave, I stop all contacts. I'm just a person like that.
我对人也没有什么太大的感情啊。
I do not have any feelings for people.
但是信主之后，你发现对人比较有兴趣。
But after I believe in the Lord, you know, I have started to have interest in man.
对没有信主的人，感觉有的时候心中有一种催促。
That you know, towards God, those who have not believed, you know, there is a
一种
urge that pushes me forth, you know, to hope that they will believe.
对，也许以前可能对神没有什么太大的感觉吧。
And in the past, I do not feel anything to, I know, something, anything toward the Lord.
现在信主，你也许开始感觉到，哦，这是我天上亲爱的父亲。
But after I believe in Him, you know, I can say, you know, He is my heavenly Father.
或是开始觉得主耶稣是我一个最知心的朋友。
That the Lord Jesus is my dearest friend.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个指路碑。
Brothers and sisters, this is the signpost.
因为我们的生命已经不同了，有一个改变了。
Because our life is different. There is a change.
你发现原来是这种情况，但是现在信主之后，感觉有神的生命的这种表现。
You know, before that, you know, you're in once, you know, you're living this way, but after you believe in the Lord, you have a change and you're living another way.
对，但是如果弟兄姊妹听我讲的时候，我常常会说我信主前怎么样，信主之后怎么样。
And brothers and sisters, when you hear me say, often say, you know, before I believe in the Lord, I was this way, and then after it was another way.
的确是如此哈。
It's indeed this.
但是我现在想要告诉从在基督徒家庭长大的人。
But now I want to speak of those who have been, you know, grow up in Christian families.
所以你可能有个感觉，你不太清楚什么叫做信主前，什么叫信主后，讲不清楚。
Maybe you can't speak accurately, you know, like to be clear about, you know, before you believe or after.
但是我要告诉各位，仍然这个指路碑仍然是指路碑的。
I want to tell you guys that, you know, that the signpost is still the signpost.
你知道吗？就算是一个信主30年、40年的基督徒，
even if you have believed in the Lord 30 years or more,
他还是要常常遇见这个指路碑。
He has to come and meet the signpost often.
因为神在我们身上做的工作是一生在做的工作。
Because what the Lord is working in all lives is our entire life He is working.
对，你可以，我可以说我信主30年了。
You can say I believe in the Lord for 30 years.
但是我去年是这种情形，但是我现在又是一种不同的领会跟这个表现。
And I can say that, oh, last year, you know, I was this, but then this year I have, you know, it's different expression.
所以也就是说，不管信主多少年，这个指路碑你不能够把它拿掉的。
It means to say that, you know, no matter how many years you have believed in the Lord, you cannot remove the signpost.
也就是说，就算你是在基督徒家庭长大，你比较不像我说有一种信主前、信主后的一种差别。
Maybe you've been born in a Christian family, you're not like me that, you know, I have a difference, you know, before and after.
但是你跟我呢，仍然要经历这个指路碑。
But you and I both have to experience these signposts.
因为生命的改变是我们一生在经历的一个过程的。
Because this life that is changing is a process that we have to experience throughout our lives.
然后在约翰福音第六章讲到五饼二鱼。
When in John it's chapter 6 it speaks about the two fish and five loaves.
这个神迹我可以从两个角度来看它。
I can look at it from two perspectives.
一个是给的生命，一个是饱足的生命。
One is a life that gives, one is a life that is being filled.
我想我们感谢主，因为钟礼恩弟兄上次跟我们交通给的生命。
And we thank the Lord that Brother John shared with us last time about this life that is giving.
所以当这个约翰在写这个五饼二鱼的神迹的时候，他应该是这样想。
When John was writing this five loaves and two fish, I'm just thinking this is his thought.
他的意思是说， 哇，这个主的供应，这个生命的供应是这么的丰富。
That this life, the supply of life from the Lord is so abundant.
对，丰富到一个地步，我这个五千人呢都能够得到一个饱足。
That this is so full that all these 5,000 people they can be filled.
我们可以从神那边得到一个很满足的一个供应。
We can receive this.Fill this fullness from the Lord.
对，就像我们吃东西一样，现在是我们灵里面好像吃了东西得到饱足了。
It's just like when we have food, and now spiritually our spirit is full.
然后另外一个方面，你发现从给的角度来看，原来一个有丰富生命的人，比如说主耶稣，是能够把很多的祝福给人的。
And on the other hand, you know, giving, you know, like our Lord Jesus, his life is full. He's able to give.
所以对我来讲，换一句话讲，就是我们弟兄讲到给的生命呢，其实也是一个指路碑。
And he can give, and others can be filled. And when our brothers speak about this this life of giving, it's also a signpost.
因为这是我们生命的一个得，我们这个生命已经在我们里面，这是我们得了这个生命的一个特性。
This life is already in us, and this is the characteristic of this life.
这边我要讲一个事情哈，就是我总觉得生命成长就是这条生命之路啊，有两个。为什么一个人能够成长有两个方面的原因。
Why a person can grow, there are two reasons.
Reasons
to that.
第一个好是因为这个生命本身它自然的特点它是会长大的。
Because this life naturally, there is this characteristic that it will grow.
然后第二个是环境还有人的责任让这个生命能够长大。
And the other is the environment and man's responsibility that causes it to grow.
这个应该不会太难理解，就是说我们看到一个小 baby.
This is not difficult to understand because when we see a baby,
你发现它本身已经有一个能力，就是它是一个会长大的生命。
This baby already has the ability to grow.
这个天生就已经是给它放在它的身上了。
And it has already been given to this baby naturally.
所以有的时候你会发现，你只要就是给他那个牛奶，给他奶。
When you give the baby milk,
对，那个奶就是白白的那个液体，给他喝。
It's just, you know, liquid.
然后他就很奇怪，他就开始长大。
And you feed the baby, and the baby grows.
然后他的肉就越来越多。
And you know, it gets chubbier and chubbier.
另外一个方面就是人有一个需要在一个长大的环境里面。
Another is that man needs to be in an environment that can, you know, that he can grow.
你发现他需要运动。
He needs to exercise.
他需要有一个比较好良好的生活习惯，睡眠啦这些，他需要有这些环良好生活习惯。
Some good habits, you know, of living, you know, sleep and everything.
然后，如果在他心智上要成熟长大，他需要念书，需要去花时间功夫去 study.
And if he has to grow intellectually, he has to spend time, you know, on his studies.
你会发现有两个感觉，一个是很自然的事情，一个是人要很努力的一个方面。
You see two sides of it. One is natural, and one you have to work towards it.
所以在属灵的成长，属灵生命的成长上面，其实也是相同的。
And this is the same for spiritual growth as well.
对，神给我们这个生命是，它里面有个特点是会长大的。
The life that God gives to us, there is a characteristic it will grow.
但是你需要给它一个。长大的一个环境。
But you have to give it an environment that can let it grow.
对不对？如果一个小 baby 你都不给他吃，都不给他营养的话，他会长不好。
If you do not give the baby something to eat and nutrition, then the baby cannot grow.
如果长大之后他不花时间好好运动，像我这种情况的话，他就那个肌肉就萎缩了。
And the baby cannot grow well. And then if after it's growing, you know, you do not let it exercise, then the muscles will atrophy.
所以就我刚刚讲的，就是有的时候我们有了主的生命，你开头有一个自然的感觉，想要希望朋友信主。
And when you believe in the Lord, you have this natural feeling you want friends to know God too.
你发现里面自然有一个感觉，你的那个对人的爱的那个度量稍微扩大了一些。
And you will sense that you know the love towards others, your capacity has been enlarged.
这个你会感觉不是我天生有的东西。
That you feel that this is not something that you naturally have.
是主的生命在我们的里面，好像有一种自然的发表。
But the Lord's life and as a natural expression of this life.
但是哈，如果有这种感动。
But if you have, you know, this,
有这种
the burden or yeah.
但是你去把它压下来。
But then you squish it.
你不去培养一个环境。
You squash that feeling, and then you do not have, you know, continue on in that environment.
然后你慢慢这个感觉就慢慢没了。
And then slowly, this feeling will go away.
但是如果你愿意照着里面这个感觉，这个生命的一个感觉去行动。
But if you follow the sense of life that is in you and you do it,
你发现你愿意花时间去照顾人或是关心人。
That you're willing to spend time to care about others, to take care of others.
你发现你开始要费功夫了。
Then you realize that you know you have to work.
然后你去跟朋友谈的时候，他这个。你很热嘛，他就很冷嘛。
And there is effort to be put in, and then when you go speak to friends, you know you're very warm, you know, and then the person's very cold.
那讲一讲，人家没有反应，或是他根本不怎么感谢你。
And when we speak to the friend, you know they don't appreciate it.
我们要学习忍耐。
We have to learn to be patient.
对，那个不灰心的去为他祷告。
Do not feel discouraged to continue to pray for the friend.
我今天虽然是这样讲，但是我其实还是很多亏欠啊，就是。
Even though I share this today, you know, I also feel, you know, there's so much loss.
但是我想表达意思是说，当我们里面有一种生命的那个发表的时候，你发现你需要花一些力气去培养它。
We see that for the life to be expressed, you know, you have to make effort.Nurture it.
然后如果你当你我刚举这个所谓为朋友祷告的这个例子哈，你发现在这个你愿意培养他的话，你的生命就会扩大，就会成熟。
On this matter of praying for the friend, if you're going willing to nurture it, then your life, you know, that capacity will be enlarged and will be matured.
对，读主的话也是很类似的。
And the same when we read God's word.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹哈，就是至少我觉得我在刚刚信耶稣的时候。我有一种感动，想要多读点圣经。
I don't know about you, but when I first believed in the Lord, you know, I feel it in me, and you know, I want to read the Word of God.
这个感觉是我心中一个生命上自然的一个发表。
And it's a very natural expression of the life in me.
但是当我读下去的时候，我就发现要费功夫了。
When I start to read, I realize that indeed, you know, there is effort.
有的时候我就要花时间啦，要赶进度啦。这个赶进度不要学我，这个就赶进度。
And there is I have to spend time, you know, but I was trying to finish it faster, but don't learn from me in this way.
然后早刚开始的时候聚会就是，凡去聚会就像去吃饭。
And when first I go to the meetings, you know, going to the meetings is like having a meal.
然后就去聚会，坐在那边，然后那个年老弟兄带聚会就请我。没有，他就查经好，我假装是吃饭，就是他请我吃饭。
The Bible study, but he took me to a meal. No.
没有，就是读圣经好像吃饭一样。
So when he had Bible study with me, you know, for me, you know, it's like enjoying a meal.
对，然后慢慢的在查经，就你吃饭吃得很容易，但你煮饭比较辛苦。
You know, when I'm have to lead a Bible study group, you know, it's easy, you know, to be enjoying a meal, but when you're the one going to be cooking, it's hard.
就早期的时候，可能我其实不是那么有资格，但是我被安排要带一小组查经。
In the beginning, maybe I wasn't that qualified yet, but you know, I was being arranged to take care of a Bible study group.
然后我记得很清楚，那次我选了希伯来书。
I recall that you know, I picked the book of Hebrews.
真的搞不清楚我要带什么东西，要查什么。
I did not know what I was going to share.
所以我每个礼拜，我后来算了一下。
And I counted later on.
我发现我每个礼拜花15个钟头在准备。
That I was spending 15 hours a week just to prepare for that meeting.
好像也没读出什么东西，但是我那时候真的是每个礼拜花15个钟头在准备。
But even though I spent 15 hours a week at that time, you know, I didn't quite get much out of it.
你发现这个煮饭比较难，这个吃饭很容易。
It's really difficult when you're the one doing cooking, but you know, it's easy to just enjoy the meal.
弟兄姊妹，你们不要觉得你不是在煮饭哦。
Brothers and sisters, don't feel like you're not the one cooking.
对，有时候我们来聚会，对不对？你有一点预备。
So when you come to the meetings, you know, you prepare yourself.
有一点去领会，去把自己的一份能够放在聚会里。
And you have some understanding and you put your portion into the meeting.
对，有时候小菜比那个主餐好吃一些。
Sometimes the appetizers are so much better than the entree.
也许你准备你感觉像是一个小菜一碟，但是其实是有供应的。
Sometimes you feel you're just preparing the appetizer, but you know, that is what supplies the meetings.
好，这个是我讲到一个饱足跟供应的生命已经12点半。
I shared on this life, a filled life that's filled and you know, a life that supplies, you know, it's already 12:30.
所以最后几分钟时间我讲一个我提到主耶稣医治那个瞎眼，就是讲到人的光。
And last few minutes I want to share with you that the Lord Jesus healed the blind. It's like speaking of the light.
这个光其实我也觉得至少有好几方面。
This light of life, there are a few few ways.
感觉有一种叫做良心的光，就是良心。
There's one that's the conscience.
对，就如果我们说自己无罪，就是自欺，因为我们在黑暗里面。
We align ourselves if we say that we do not have sin.
然后还有一种叫做，我感觉像是一个引导的光。
And another light, you know, I feel like it's a leading light.
主的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
His word light unto my path.
还有一种叫做启示的光。
And the other one is the light of revelation.
就是神能够照明我们心中的眼睛，叫我们真正的认识神。
The Lord can shine into our hearts, our eyes can be opened to truly know Him.
这边我要提到一个，我要提醒弟兄姊妹，有一个最最基本的就是良心的光。
But I want to remind my brothers and sisters, this is very basic, that light is from our conscience.
这是生命之路的一个指路碑啊。
This is the way of life signpost.
如果我们失去了这个良心的光的话，基本上你可能一个人根本没有在走生命的路。
If we lose this light of the conscience, then you can say that you're not walking on this way of life.
因为这个是最根基、最起初神要给我们的指路碑。
Because this is foundational. This is what the Lord in the beginning gives to us, the signpost.
你发现在约翰福音一开头的时候他写说这个生命就是人的光。
In the beginning of the gospel according to John, it says that this life is the light of man.
然后在创世纪神的那个恢复的那个创造里面第一天他是说神说有光就有光。
And when the Lord was restoring in the beginning in Genesis, he said there's light and there is light.
所以我要请弟兄姊妹我们彼此鼓励要注意我们的良心。
So brothers and sisters, let us encourage one another. We have to pay attention to our conscience.
你有没有一种得罪主的感觉？
Do you have that feeling that you have sinned against God?
你有没有一种感觉我跟主神的距离现在有点远了？
Do you feel like you know you are very distant from the Lord?
有没有感觉说我最近跟主的关系好像挺冷淡的？
That my relationship with the Lord is very cold.
有没有感觉说我最近好像不太能够接受一些的劝勉？
That I'm not easily that I cannot receive not easily receive correction from others.
所以当我们里面没有办法接受的话其实表示说我这个良心有点麻木了已经没有感觉了
When we are not able to receive correction then it shows to us that our conscience has been numbed
然后我想 我就不仔细去看这件事情
I will not go into details
但我希望弟兄姊妹今天有一个印象
But I hope brothers and sisters will have this impression today
我们主付了重价是把我们引到那个生命之路
The Lord has paid us a great price for us and leading us to this way of life.
我们愿意有一个渴慕，有一个心志，我们要走这条生命之路。
Then may we have this desire, we want to walk on this way of life.
叫我们能够得着这个更丰盛的生命。
That we may gain, we have received this life more abundant.
叫我们生命能够成熟起来。
That our life is going to mature.
然后在这个过程当中，神的的确确给我们一些引导，叫做指路碑放在我们的面前。
Then indeed, in this process, the Lord is leading us, putting these signposts before us.
然后当我们生命好像摸到这个方面一点点，好像碰到这个方面一点点的经历的时候
，As we touch, you know, here and there, these experiences.
你会发现你里面就有一个比较一个 confirmation， 就一个 confirmation， 就是说，哎，我是在学习走这条生命之路，因为我看见这些指路碑了。
And that you feel that confirmation within you that you are indeed walking on this way of life.
好，在这弟兄姊妹，最后我讲到的时候，请弟兄姊妹多注意到我们里面良心的感觉。
At the very end, I hope brothers and sisters will pay attention to the conscience in us.
对，好像我们活在那个神的光里面。
That we may live in the light of God.
我深深的感觉哈，如果我们这个最基本的良心的光没有在经历它的话
，I deeply feel that if we do not experience this light of the conscience.
你会发现你就很难去明白神的引导的光。
Then it's very difficult for you to see the leading light.
因为我们没有那个最基本的那个光的经历。
Because we do not have this very basic experience of the light.
然后很多时候弟兄们提到说我们追求主要有一种启示，要有启示。
Brothers have mentioned to us as we pursue the Lord, we have to have this revelation.
要有一种得着光的一种对神的看见和认识。
We have to be, you know, we have to receive light, and we have this understanding of the Lord.
但是我必须要讲，如果我们在良心的那个光里面没有学习的话
，But I have to say, if we do not have this learning of the light of conscience,
在后面的这些的更清楚的光照呢，我们没有办法去经历它。
Then we are unable to experience these all of these other experiences of the light.
我们一定要从好好的从根基从基础的东西呢好好稳扎稳打的去有学习的。
We have to learn, we have to start from the very basic.
从最基本的生命的经历开始碰着他们。
We have to have in these very basic life experiences to touch it.
对，我相信主会祝福并且带领我们走这条生命之路的。
I believe that the Lord will bless and lead us on this way of life.
我们最后有一点点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心。
Lord, with thanksgiving.
主啊，谢谢你用高天的日光指引我们走到平安的路上。
Lord, that you shine your light on us and you have led us on this way of peace.
主啊，这条路是充满了生命，充满了明亮。
Lord, this way is filled with, it's full of life and full of light.
主啊，愿我们都被这条生命之道所指引，并且能够走上去。
That Lord, that we are being led by this way of life, that we are able to walk on it.
叫我们走的时候蛮有力量，也有满足的快乐。
That when as we walk, we are full of strength and fullness of joy.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天聚会就到这里。
We'll end our meeting here.